All right, CFL fans, buckle up because it's time for another deep dive. We're talking week 14 of the 2071 season. And let me tell you, things are heating up. We've got a whole stack of game summaries to sort through, some crazy standing shifts, even stadium attendance figures, all the juicy details you crave.
Yeah, this week was a roller coaster, that's for sure. Upsets, nail biters, and some seriously impressive individual performances. Got to start with those scores, right?
Right, you are. Let's kick things off with the game that had everyone talking. Dallas Vaqueros squeaking by the Brooklyn Brawlers, 15-14. Talk about a nail biter.
A single point. But that score doesn't even begin to tell the story. The Brawlers actually dominated in a lot of ways. Total yards, rushing yards, even time of possession. But the Vaqueros defense, they stepped up when it mattered most.
Turnovers were a big factor too. Vaqueros' roll Snyder, he snagged a crucial interception, seemed to swing the momentum their way. And down south, the Shreveport Pride, they handed the Tucson Toros another loss, 34-6. Ouch!
Yeah, rough week for the Toros. Their record's now 0-13. Tough to see. Makes you wonder what needs to change, you know, personnel, coaching, or just plain bad luck. We'll be watching them closely.
Absolutely. Over in St. Louis, the Silverbacks, they kept their playoff hopes alive. 27-10 victory over the Philadelphia Generals.
Miles Klingbeil, another strong game for the Silverbacks.
Yeah.
185 passing yards and a touchdown. He's been so consistent all season, a real workhorse for them.
All right, get this. Honolulu Sharks pulled off an upset. They took down the New Orleans Voodoo, 13-10. That's going to shake things up in the AC West.
The Sharks, they've been quietly building a solid season. This win puts them at 7-6. Definitely a team to keep an eye on.
No doubt. Now, this one wasn't quite as close. Kansas City Storm blew past the Boise City Stampede, 39-24. And, need I even say it, Clay Rowan, MVP for the Storm. Is this guy ever not the MVP?
Seems like he's rewriting the record books every week. This time, 451 passing yards, 4 touchdowns. Unreal. The Storm, they're sitting pretty atop the AC South, 11-2 record.
Yeah.
And Rowan, he's a huge reason why. Seattle Spartans also grabbed a win. They took down the Iowa City Argonauts. Close one, 20-17. Brings their record to 10-3. Impressive.
What's interesting about that game is the Spartans didn't necessarily outplay the Argonauts statistically. Argonauts actually had more first downs, more total yards, but the Spartans, they found a way to win, and that's what separates the good teams from the great, you know?
For sure. Down in Atlantic City, it was a defensive slugfest. Aces edged out the Santa Cruz Privateers, 21-10.
Timothy Jenkins for the Privateers, he had a standout play, pick six. But the Aces offense in the end proved too much for them.
And last but not least, a game with some unusual scoring. Death Valley Copperheads, they slithered past the Hartford Attack, 29-15.
Mm-hmm.
We saw something you don't see every day. Attack's kicker, Kyle Isle. He booted 5 field goals.
5 in one game. It's remarkable. Speaks to Lyle's accuracy, no doubt. But also, got to wonder about the Attack's offensive strategy. Why couldn't they get those touchdowns?
Great question. Seems like there's always more to the story than just the final score, huh?
Absolutely. These games were full of twists and turns, brilliant individual plays, and some head-scratching moments. And that's why we love the CFL. Okay, got to rewind back to that Dallas-Brooklyn game for a sec. That nail-biter, remember? Final score was close, but there was this one player really stood out, even though he wasn't lighting up the scoreboard.
You got Christian Donaldson, the Vaqueros linebacker. I saw he got the MVP nod. Which is kind of interesting because linebackers, they don't usually steal the show unless they're racking up sacks or picks.
Exactly. And Donaldson, yeah, he had 4 tackles. Respectable. But his impact, way beyond the stats, he was disruptive. All over the field, pressuring the Brawlers quarterback, forcing bad throws, just messing up their whole rhythm.
So it was more about his presence, right? The chaos he created, not so much the flashy plays.
Exactly. Sometimes the most valuable players, they're the ones who make everyone around them better, even if it doesn't show up in the box score.
Speaking of making things happen, Percy Blackwell for the Vaqueros, he had himself a day running the ball, 111 rushing yards. That's got to wear down a defense.
For sure. Sets a physical tone. But the Brawlers, they had their own weapon in Lincoln Staggs. Their running back, he was a dual threat, touchdowns both rushing and receiving.
That kind of versatility, that's huge, especially in a close game.
No doubt. Okay, let's switch gears. Death Valley Copperheads win over the Hartford Attack. Now, that was a different kind of game.
You're talking about those 5 field goals?
Yeah.
Kyle Isle for the Attack, 5?
Yeah.
It's like a soccer match broke out in the middle of a football game. Lyle was on target, no question, but why couldn't they punch it in for a touchdown? Were they getting too conservative near the goal line?
Could be. Maybe a coaching decision, play it safe, secure those 3 points. Or maybe they just struggled to execute near the end zone. Who knows?
Whatever it was, it made for a weird game. And speaking of weird, how about Edwin Doyle for the Copperheads? 99-yard interception return for a touchdown. That's a momentum swing right there.
Absolutely. And it's even wilder when you consider this. The Copperheads, they actually had fewer first downs, fewer total yards than the attack. But that interception return? Game changer. Pure and simple.
Okay, now for some pure offensive fireworks. St. Louis Silverbacks. Their quarterback, Miles Klingbeil. Stellar performance against the Generals. 185 yards, a touchdown.
And he did it with style. 94.4 passer rating? That's elite level right there.
So for those of us who aren't quarterback whisperers, break down that passer rating. What does it all mean?
Basically, it combines completion percentage, yards per attempt, touchdowns, interceptions. To get over 90, that's tough. Means you're consistently making good throws, moving the chains, protecting the ball. Klingbeil, he was doing it all against the Generals. Textbook stuff.
And one of those textbook throws, that 24-yard touchdown pass to Christopher Francis, must have been a beauty.
Oh, I bet it was. The Silverbacks, they also had a secret weapon on special teams. Sherman McGinnis, he averaged 48 yards per kick return. Think about that.
It's like starting every drive in field goal range.
Yeah.
Opponents, they got to figure out how to stop him.
Yeah, field position is huge in football. McGinnis, he's changing the game in that way.
And of course, got to talk about Clay Rowan. Kansas City Storm, the guy's unstoppable. MVP again this week against the Stampede. 4 touchdowns, 451 passing yards.
Video game numbers, the guy's on another level. To give you an idea, one of those touchdown passes, a 36-yard laser to Harold Melton. He also connected with Roy Johnston for a 31-yard score. It's almost unfair.
Storm, they're the team to beat right now. And with Rowan leading the charge, they look like real contenders.
All right, let's give some love to the defense now. Santa Cruz Privateers versus the Atlantic City Aces. Timothy Jenkins, he had himself a moment.
You mean that pick six, that 37-yard interception return for a touchdown? That was awesome, even though the Privateers ended up losing.
Yeah, a real gutsy play by Jenkins. Showed off his instincts, his athleticism. But the Aces quarterback, Peter Frederick, he had a good game too. 3 touchdowns to seal the deal for his team.
So even in a loss, you can still have those moments of brilliance. That's what I love about this league.
Totally agree. Every game tells a story. Every player can make a difference, whether it's those big game-changing plays or that consistent, under-the-radar excellence. It's all part of the CFL.
Okay, we've talked about the players, the games, but what about the fans? Who's showing up? Who's packing those stadiums?
Well, one team that's having a tough time filling seats, kind of surprising, the St. Louis Silverbacks. They've got a winning record, but they only drew 33,000 fans for that game against the Generals, and their stadium holds 70,000.
Yeah. That is surprising. A team with playoff hopes, you'd think they'd be selling out. What do you think is going on there? Why the low numbers?
It's hard to say for sure. Could be a bunch of things. Maybe they need to do more marketing, connect with the fans better. Or maybe it's just St. Louis is a big city, lots of other entertainment options. Tough competition.
Maybe they need to spice up that game day experience a little bit, get those fans excited. Anyway, on the flip side, any teams rocking a full house this week?
Oh, yeah. The Brooklyn Brawlers game against the Dallas Vaqueros. That was a sellout. 78,000 fans packed in there.
Those two teams, they always draw a crowd. And this week, that nail-biter finish. Must have been electric in that stadium. A full house for a rivalry game. Doesn't get much better than that. So as we wrap up our deep dive into Week 14, what are your takeaways? What should our listeners be thinking about?
Well, besides the obvious, the CFL is always delivering excitement, those unforgettable moments. I think this week showed us, got to look beyond the stats sometimes.
Yeah, for sure.
Like Christian Donaldson, right? Didn't have flashy numbers, but his impact was huge.
Absolutely. And special teams. Sherman McGinnis and those crazy kick returns. Can't forget those.
And how about Edwin Doyle? That interception return for a touchdown, one play can change everything.
This week was a reminder. Football's a complex game. It's not just touchdowns and yards. It's strategy, execution, and those moments of brilliance.
Couldn't have said it better myself. So CFL fans, keep your eyes open. Watch for those hidden gems, those unsung heroes, those game-changing plays. That's what makes this league so special.
Well said. Until next time, keep diving deep, everyone, and enjoy the ride.